And gave the impression of focusing on her job, but he knew better. He felt her keen awareness of her surroundings, of every person in view, and maybe even of things not visible.
"What a sight,"
the guy next to him murmured with a lot of innuendo. That immediately drew Hunter's attention away from her. Disgusted with himself, he asked, "New landscaper?"
"First time here."
Worth Lenlow gave a sleazy smile.
"Can't look away, though. Wish I'd known she was replacing Trent. I'd have cleared my calendar."
Like Worth would have a shot? Not likely. In his mid-60s and with one of the more lucrative businesses around, Worth should have been more responsible, definitely more respectable. Instead, he was the opposite. He made inappropriate jokes constantly, lorded his position over others, and tried to cheat everyone. Currently, he was trying to cheat Hunter. "This isn't the price we agreed on." With Worth's 73 Corvette still on the trailer, Hunter folded his arms.
"Sure it is,"
Worth said, while lewdly gawking at the landscaper. It took all Hunter's concentration not to look as well, especially when the sound of the mower drew closer. "You're short." Worth spared him a quick, impatient glance.
"That's the amount we discussed."
"No, it isn't." The buzzing sound of the mower died so that Hunter could almost hear the collective breath-holding of the 20 or so people still in the commercial area. When Worth's faded blue eyes widened, Hunter couldn't resist glancing back. As if she owned the town, and even the mountains around it, the woman strode forward. Never mind that she couldn't be more than a few inches over 5 feet tall, she kept her chin elevated, shoulders back, her mouth deliberately void of a smile. She stepped up to them, saying nothing as she pulled off thick utility gloves and tucked them partially in her back pocket. Hunter breathed in the scents of sun-warmed peachy skin and subtle flowery shampoo. When everyone stayed mum, she tipped her head toward Hunter.
"Well?"
He saw himself reflected in the lenses of her sunglasses. "Well, what?"
"You settled your business with him yet, or are you still working on that? Because I have one more job before I finish for the day, and it's hot as Hades out here. I'd like to get to it, but I don't want to be rude by jumping in line."
Amused, especially by Worth's surprise, and maybe a little entranced by her forthright manner, Hunter gestured. "Be my guest."
"Thanks. That's big of you."
She pushed the sunglasses to the top of her head, taking wisps of damp hair back too, then pinned Worth to the spot with a direct stare of her light hazel eyes. Worth's jaw loosened. Understandable. Hell, those eyes were pretty enough, but paired with that lethal directness? She might be petite, but she could level just about anyone with that gaze.
"So,"
she said,
"job's done."
"Yes,"
Worth breathed, his attention drifting to places it shouldn't travel. He even smoothed back his hair. For his age, Worth still had a very thick head of graying blonde hair. Hunter waited, curious about how she'd react to the rudeness. When Worth said nothing else, she asked,
"You got my money? Everyone else paid up front."
Jowls moving, Worth struggled and finally managed a smarmy smile.
"Of course I do." He held out his hand. "I'm Worth Lenlow, owner of the—"
"I know who you are."
She pulled a folded paper from her front right pocket, shook it out, and thrust it into his extended hand.
"Your share of the contracted amount?"
Floundering, Worth glanced at the paper.
"Right, of course."
Expression strained, he pulled out his wallet, freed some cash, and offered it to her.
"You're short,"
she said without bothering to count it.
"I need the full amount."
"Short?"
Falling into his confused routine meant a cheat, Worth pretended to read the paper more closely.
"Oh, there's a misunderstanding. I never agreed to—"
"Yeah,"
she said.
"You did, though I was warned you wouldn't want to pay."
The smile slipped.
"Who warned you?"
"Who didn't?"